Well, now don't forget next weekend, the Saturday Mass continues. You know, it's at 4:30, but the Oktoberfest starts at 4, I believe. And so it's a little noisy for Mass. But we don't use the stage back here until later, till after Mass, so it's not that bad. So just so you're aware, it's already that time of year. Parking will be a little tight too, I presume. So that's next Saturday, the weekend of our Oktoberfest. Well, we have very directed readings this evening from Sacred Scripture, and especially the Gospel passage. It really points us in the right direction of who we are and what we are to do as Jesus' followers. Because every Christian, by our baptism, we share in Christ's mission. We become members of his body that reaches out to men and women in every age in order to lead them to God. And that's the mission Jesus gave his apostles in today's gospel. He sent them out to reach out to others with Christ's good news of salvation, of forgiveness of their sins. And you know, the word apostle itself comes from a Greek word meaning to be sent. It's someone who is sent. And every Christian is sent out to bear witness to Christ. And therefore, the missionary instructions that Christ gives to his followers in this passage are kind of directive, aren't they? In our own way, they're written for us as well, because we are to be missionaries, that is, sent out to spread the good news in foreign countries or right here at home. But you know, these instructions, you know, take one tunic or you can take a second tunic and don't take more sandals and all that kind of thing. These instructions are summed up in two words. It's very easy to remember. Just two words. That's all you need here. Trust. That's the first word. Trust. The second word, perseverance. To be a missionary, you need trust and perseverance. Besides the clothes on their back, the apostles are only supposed to bring a walking stick and their sandals. Every need they have along the way will be met, but it will be met by God's providence, not their own self-sufficiency. They are to trust in God while they're out doing God's work. And the walking stick and sandals symbolize the determination it takes to continue moving forward, and to go on to other towns, to persevere in their efforts to fulfill God's will for them. They must not give up. And so we can see how trust and perseverance are the two key qualities for every Christian missionary. But you know, there is an enemy to trust and perseverance. The enemy of trust and perseverance is what, do you think? It's fear, being afraid, not having courage to proclaim Christ to others. And perhaps what we're most afraid of is what will other people think of us? When we're at a restaurant and the meal arrives, do we feel self-conscious about saying the blessing? What will people think of us? When we're at work and our coworkers are gossiping, making vulgar jokes, maybe even cheating our employer. We're afraid that if we don't join in, well, they're going to think then maybe they should start gossiping about us. Or if we remember when we were growing up and we were teenagers, or for those of you who are teenagers, the tremendous peer pressure we were under to conform, to do things we know we probably shouldn't have done, but we didn't want to be somebody left out or ostracized from the group. What will people think of us? So fear of what other people will say about us is a real fear. And God knows that it's hard for us to overcome this fear. But we can overcome the fear. We can. Jesus, when he gives his instructions to the apostles, actually tells them how to behave when people reject them. But he calls us to be faithful anyways, to trust and persevere. in what is right and good, even when, especially when, it is not popular. And so trust and perseverance are the key virtues for our lives as followers of Christ. And how are we able to develop those virtues and be trustful, have faith, and to persevere? Well, all the great spiritual writers gave us lots of good ideas. The one sure way to strengthen our trust and persevere in our friendship with Christ is to make prayer a real priority in our life. Everyday prayer. You know, all of our recent popes, now I'm going back to Pope John Paul II, Pope Benedict, Pope Francis. They constantly, in their speeches they give, their talks they give, their sermons they give, they constantly remind us of what the Catholic faith is all about. And they specifically say, Catholic faith is not primarily a bunch of rules to follow. Rather, it's a relationship, a friendship with a real living person, Jesus Christ. Next, that's an exact quote from Pope Benedict. And a healthy life of prayer means that we spend each day with that friend in friendship, listening to what he has to say to us. Listening is a big part of prayer, especially listening through the words that we find in the Bible and Scripture, and speaking to him, to Jesus, about what's on our minds and hearts. And so if we truly want to take to heart Jesus' lessons for us in today's gospel, making trust and perseverance priorities in our spiritual lives, then we also need to make a commitment to prayer. The missionary instructions that Christ gives to his first followers apply to us as well. And these instructions can be summed up in two words: trust and perseverance through prayer.